James Grenville, and this is Fascinating Unasked Questions. Today we're asking, what are chakras, and what do they have to do with the different dimensions? There are seven main chakras located along the spine, plus one above the head and another below the feet. There are lots more minor chakras all over the body. A chakra is a vortex of energy in the body wherever two or more chi meridians cross or come together. These are also known as energy centers. They convert energy from the air, water, sun, in fact pretty much everywhere, and draws it into our body through the chakras. Mother Earth has a similar system called ley lines. If a chakra gets blocked, it can lead to physical, psychological, and emotional disorders. To function at their best, our chakras need to be balanced. For this, we need to know what the chakras actually do and some of the things we can do to take care of them. The chakras are either balanced or imbalanced. If a chakra is imbalanced, it goes into either a hypoactive or a hyperactive mode. Hypoactive means that a chakra is blocked or functioning at a reduced capacity. Hyperactive means there's too much energy flowing through the chakra and an imbalance in the flow of energy through the body. Each chakra governs a particular location of our physical body and a large number of emotional, mental and psychic abilities. The root chakra is located at the tip of the tailbone. It's characterized by the emotions of survival, stability, ambition and self-sufficiency. It establishes the deepest connections with our physical body, our environment, and with Mother Earth. It's the root of our being. When this chakra is out of balance, we feel unstable, fearful, insecure, frustrated, ungrounded, and can lack ambition or purpose. However, when the root chakra is in balance, we have more positive emotions. We feel stable, confident, balanced, energetic, independent, and strong. Just below the belly button is our sacral chakra. The sacral chakra's attributes include the basic need for sexuality, as well as creativity and self-worth. The sacral chakra is for experiencing our lives through feelings and sensations. When the sacral chakra is imbalanced, we might feel emotionally explosive and irritable. Sense a lack of energy or creativity, we might feel manipulative or obsessed with sexual thoughts. When balanced, it makes us feel more vibrant, happy, positive, satisfied, compassionate, and intuitive. Just below our rib cage is our solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus chakra is characterized by emotions like ego, anger, and aggression. The solar plexus chakra is our power center, our core self. This is for our personal power. It's the center of our self-esteem, willpower, warmth, and personality. Physically, an imbalanced solar plexus chakra can manifest as digestive, liver, or diabetes problems. Emotionally, we might struggle with depression, lack of self-esteem, anger, and perfectionism. By balancing this chakra, we feel more energetic, confident, productive, and focused. Just above our solar plexus is our heart chakra. This chakra is the seat of balance and is characterized by emotions of love, attachment, compassion, trust, and passion. The heart chakra is our love and healing center. When the heart chakra is imbalanced, we might have to deal with emotional issues like anger, lack of trust, anxiety, jealousy, fear, and moodiness. By harmonizing this energy center, we feel more compassionate, caring, optimistic, friendly, and motivated. At the bottom of our neck is where the throat chakra is located. It's associated with inspiration, healthy expression, faith, and the ability to communicate well. The throat chakra allows us to seek knowledge that is true and allows us to speak our own truth too. A blockage in the throat chakra may be experienced as a feeling of weakness, quietness, being timid, or unable to express our thoughts. When this chakra is balanced, it enables creativity, positive self-expression, constructive communication, and a sense of satisfaction. Our brow chakra is located just above our eyes. Its attributes are intelligence, intuition, insight, and self-knowledge. The brow chakra is also known as our third eye. The gift of the brow chakra is seeing both inner and outer worlds. This gives us clear thought and self-reflection. When imbalanced, it makes us feel non-assertive and afraid of success, or ironically, more egotistical. An imbalance can manifest as headaches, blurry vision, or eye strain. When this chakra is active and balanced, we feel more vibrant and confident, both spiritually and emotionally. At the top of our head is the crown chakra. The seventh chakra is the center of spirituality, enlightenment, and dynamic thought and energy. It allows the inward flow of wisdom and brings cosmic consciousness. The crown chakra connects us with the universe and the divine source that created us. When it gets imbalanced, we suffer from a constant sense of frustration, melancholy, or destructive feelings. One thing's for sure, when chakras clog, they cause problems in our lives. When in balance, the crown chakra gives us a sense of knowing and a feeling of unity. So how or why do chakras get blocked? Imagine a stream, the water flows. But if a boulder rolls into the stream, it now blocks the flow. Because of this, the current stops and the water can't get past the boulder. This is how chakras work. The flowing water mirrors the flow of energy through the chakras. Some of the boulders of life that block our chakras are work stress, heartbreak, financial turmoil, poor diet, low self-esteem, suppressed anger, illness, grief, rejection, fear, anxiety, resentment, stubbornness, and denial. A chicken and egg scenario. Does the stress at work come first, or the blocked root chakra? These blocks are a bit like knots we get in our muscles, except that chakra knots occur as a result of resistance, where we cannot, do not, or have not. And we're pushing far too hard to try and turn those knots into gots, or yeses. Chakras can be unblocked in a number of ways. And it can be quite easy to do with meditations, crystals, essential oils, affirmations, and better life choices. We shall cover these in more detail in another video. Most people operate with just the first three chakras open. A very loving person will have their fourth chakra open too. There are a few pastors and spiritual folk who might have their fifth chakra open because they speak their truth. But for the most part, the majority of us have our third eye, the sixth chakra, and the pineal gland, the seventh chakra, closed, or at best, barely functioning. Closed chakras are not being fed much chi, so this means that the aspect of those people are marginally functional. A person with a half-open heart chakra is not very compassionate. Many of us have our third eye still closed, so we have minimal psychic abilities. When we open our crown chakra and allow chi to flow, we come in sync with the higher dimensionals and can empower healing or prophecy. By now, you might be asking, what does this have to do with the different dimensions? Let's be clear, one level of dimension is not better or higher than another. They're just different and handle different aspects of our being. That being said, they're still handled in the 3D, 4D, 5D sequence because they associate with the chakra system, each of which is a higher vibration than the one below as located in the body. Mastering truth in 5D is no more important than mastering compassion in 4D. 3D is about ego and caring for self. The third or solar plexus chakra. 4D is about compassion, the fourth or heart chakra. 5D is about truth and knowledge, the fifth or throat chakra. 6D is about integrating 3D, 4D and 5D, the sixth or brow chakra. 7D is about completion and ascension, the seventh or crown chakra. So 5D is neither a place nor a higher dimension. It's a level of awareness, a mindset that's more light than dark, or putting it another way, more truth than false beliefs. We cover these in more detail in the 3D, 4D, 5D video, and I shall leave the link to that in the description below. If this video got your thinking juices flowing, take a look at Sentinels of Light by TJ Hegland. I shall leave a link for it in the description of this video. You can find more of our videos in the news tab at fairywood.ca. We're all on the journey to evolve into a more worthwhile state of being. And if you're serious about doing your inner work and genuinely need help, please do get in touch. These are very exciting times, and Fairy Wood is here to bring hope and assist those who wish to graduate out of 3D Earth and transition to 5D. We even host a variety of workshop retreats dedicated to inner work in order to give you the experience of 5D too. These are not for the faint-hearted. Whether you realise it yet or not, you are the one that you've been waiting for. You just don't realise who you are and what you're capable of yet. And that's how we can help. See you on the next one. And remember, the sun always comes out after the rain. So make way, cause the light must shine.